What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Escape the heat to True North convenience stores and get any size True Oasis fountain drink for 89 cents with True Rewards. Cool that thirst with any of your favorite Pepsi fountain drinks for 89 cents. As a free True Rewards member, pick the perfect size for you. No matter if you're craving a big drink or a small sip, it's just 89 cents. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
On yesterday's Battleground America podcast, and in this hour, I documented how the Democrats, through fraud inside the captured agency of the U.S. Census Department, and through breaking the law with their illegal immigrant voter drive at the border, have managed to capture 32 congressional seats they should not have, that we should have. Six of them through fraud, which is why we need another census. If you want the details of that, it's on my podcast from yesterday. You can get it wherever podcasts are found. It's called Battleground America. If you want to understand the infrastructure of the Civil War, that's what it's over. Redistricting in Texas, Civil War. What you have in Texas is the Republicans trying to take back five of those seats that should be theirs legally, using all the levers of power in the law, versus a Democrat machine that recognizes inherently that the American people do not want it, and that in a fair system where the law was complied with, they would not control the House. Another decade at least, maybe ever. 20 million illegal immigrants, which is very conservative estimate, y'all. That's the 12 million the mainstream media agrees Joe Biden let in accidentally. Accidentally. And 8 million Obama let in. You know how many seats that is? 26. So the Democrats have a problem. Their program, the things they do, create misery. That's what they're designed for. And they don't work in a system where the sheeple can escape the misery and run somewhere else. And so they needed to attract these illegals somehow. How do you get people to live in misery? Well, when they're hiding, they'll live in misery. And so you advertise your sanctuary status. That way, during the census, they can be counted. 26. And you get to that number very simply. The average congressional district's about 741,000 people. 20 million illegals. And you and I both know there's 40. Think about the implications of that. So that's a potential 26 districts that we should control that are artificially in blue areas. That still wasn't enough. And so they stole six more using fraud through the Census Bureau, which the Inspector General then detected. And if you want to read my sources on that, they're on the Battleground America podcast. One is the Associated Press and the other is Our Side from the Daily Signal. They absolutely stole them. And by the way, the Census Bureau admitted they did. I said, yeah, sorry, there was fraud. 1,300 people did it. We fired 300 of them. But it wasn't really their fault because their supervisors directed them to commit fraud, to report having visited houses they didn't. Well, when you report having visited houses you didn't, all the answers are fake. And they even admitted, yeah, Democrat states have 5 to 6 seats. They shouldn't. They stole them from Republicans. Two of them were stolen from Florida alone. And they use counting the illegal immigrants to do it. So when you look at the Democrats screaming and yelling in Texas about how unfair it is, They're not, you know what they're not saying? They're not saying this is illegal, because it's not. We are using for the first time every lever of power. They have used every illegal lever of power. And so they're sitting pretty. I mean, they're on 32 seats, but listen to them scream about having to give up five. Why are they screaming? Because we have never fought back before. During the George Bush era, and the Bushes controlled the party really up until recently. And that meant the CIA, which is a globalist institution, controlled the party, because Daddy Bush was former director of the CIA. He just walked right in, took over the party, purged all the conservatives. All the Reagan supporters were pushed right out the door. Just absolutely destroyed. And the number one, the alpha and the omega, was open borders, global government, you know, TPP, TPPA, all of the things that Trey Gowdy and Tim Scott and Lindsey Graham love so much, that gives up our sovereignty. Keep in mind, folks, as you're watching these trade deals get cut, if Trey Gowdy, Tim Scott, Lindsey Graham, Charles Grassley, all of those rhinos had gotten their way, Trump couldn't cut these trade deals. He would have to go to an international bureau of bureaucrats and ask for their permission. He would have to ask permission of Brunei, of Brazil, of Japan, of Australia, because that was who was going to make our trade decisions. We would have one vote on that panel. Couldn't do any of this. Oh, you know who else would have served? Mexico. Mexico. Oh, and the panel could also make all of our immigration decisions too. So we'd have to basically consult the cartels for permission to secure our borders. Trey Gowdy thought that was a great idea. So did Lindsey Graham and Tim Scott. We defeated it by just a couple of votes. This audience defeated it. We flipped just a handful of votes. One of them was Mick Mulvaney's. He was whipping votes for it. He had to stop that and flip his vote. We just absolutely tarred him. And you guys called and you called and you called and you called. And we literally saved this. You saved this country. You did it. It didn't get through. And what little part of it was passed, Trump reversed. Got it fixed. So everything you're seeing today, our ability to have this Apple deal, our ability to cut trade deals like Trump is, these tariffs, everything that is happening right now, Trump couldn't do because all of those people were trying to give our trade authority to an unelected international body that was supposed to function like the EU. This was thought to be smart. And so notice something right now to wrap all this segment up so you can see what's happening in the world right now. Obama is out there, as he should be, screaming, yelling, fighting, and yes, lying, because that's all he does, for the Democrats about this redistricting. Where's Bush? Where's Bush? I mean, where is he? He lives in Texas. Nowhere, because he's on the Democrat side. They are more amenable to the open borders that and the globalist agenda that Bush wanted. And under Bush, it was thought to be gauche and embarrassing and just very, very, you wouldn't do it. To advocate for America in any way, advocate for American exceptionalism anyway, God forbid, cut a trade deal that benefited us. Mega embarrassing at the country club. It would never be done. It would never be thought of. Our job was to be embarrassed about what little riches we had left and capitulate. Trump is fighting for the first time. And that is why you are seeing, just doing the basic things that we should do, like redistricting. And that's why the Democrats are screaming like stuck pigs. They're used to Republicans who don't fight. And that is why James Carville, Democrat, consultant extraordinaire, said this yesterday.
You're going to have to do something in 2028 because it's slipping away from us by about a minute.
It's slipping away from them. He's right. And you know what they're going to do? They're going to get more violent. And you're going to see their partners in China release more viruses too. All of that is coming. It's about to get wild as we take back our place in American society.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Escape the heat to True North convenience stores and get any size True Oasis fountain drink for 89 cents with True Rewards. Cool that thirst with any of your favorite Pepsi fountain drinks for 89 cents. As a free True Rewards member, pick the perfect size for you. No matter if you're craving a big drink or a small sip, it's just 89 cents. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
So yesterday, the mainstream media, which they understand the significance of yesterday. Yesterday was a turning point in American manufacturing. And a historic turning point. It'll be referred back to. Once you understand everything as I've laid it out in the last hour and a half of the show. I don't like to wonk out, talk about business manufacturing. It's not what I do. It's not a lot of fun. But you got to understand this to understand everything that's going on. What happened yesterday looked like a manufacturing announcement, but in fact, it was an act of war, in our war with China. If they do not take Taiwan, it will be because of that announcement yesterday. Because Trump just made it pointless. In partnership with Tim Cook. I was saying it's incredible watching it. And it's incredible watching how Trump bent Tim Cook to his will too. And to keep in mind where he was just 3-4 years ago. I mean, they're helping to pull Parler out of the App Store so that we won't have a voice. They've got everything else censored. They're at total war with conservatives. Tim Cook's not a good guy, particularly when it comes to persecuting us. He's not on our side politically. And yet he's standing at Trump's side yesterday, announcing this unbelievable deal that, you really should hit rewind on the Odyssey app if you haven't heard me lay it out, because nobody else seems to understand this in this country this morning, including from Fox Business to CNN Business. I mean, just even CNBC kind of gets it, but not really. You have to go back to the TSMC deal in the first Trump administration to understand how profound what Trump just did was. He just took away China's reason for taking Taiwan, which for China is incredibly risky. Don't kid yourself. So with this new facility in Arizona, we have something we did not have before. Because see, for China, it would make a lot of sense to take Taiwan. Let me tell you why. One of two things that happen. Taiwan provides 60% of those chips. That's our tech in those factories. One of two things will happen. Either the kill switches we insisted be installed will be activated. Those factories will blow to bits in the event of a attack by China. Why? To keep them from getting the tech. But that cripples us. So it's advantage China. China makes chips too, a lot of them. But they're more lower end. But we would have nothing, essentially. They'd control basically the world chip market, even though the tech got destroyed. So that's a thumbs up, right? One fell swoop. They get to dictate to us basically anything and everything we can make. It would have been devastating. Or China manages to take Taiwan swiftly enough, and that's what they've been, practicing for, increasingly surrounding Taiwan, running drills. If they could take it fast enough that we can't, or they don't, for whatever reason, operate the kill switches, flip them on to destroy the semiconductor, the chip factories, then China gets it all. They will control whether we can have chips. They'll have all of our tech. That's the danger of Taiwan. That's the only reason they take it. Otherwise, it's just too risky for too little return. I mean, who cares, right? It's political. It's a political question. So if they could get in there without the chips, that's why they need to do it fast, without the kill switch destroying the factories in Taiwan where all our chips are made, then they will control 80% of the world chip market. Like that, they'll have all our tech, which is in those factories. So Trump said to Taiwan, and it was brilliant in retrospect, back in 2017, hey, you know what? 2018, I'm not defending you in a war on China. No, you stole our chip. You stole our whole chip industry, which they did. We used to make those here. And that was safe because those chips are needed. I mean, we can't make military anything without it. Forget satellites. Forget high-tech missiles. Forget targeting high-tech missiles with satellites. Forget drone missile tech. Now, forget all of it. We're done. We're back to the Stone Age. Can't make it. I mean, we'd eventually figure it out, but it would take years and years and years. Look, folks, so what Trump says to Taiwan, I'm not defending you. China can have it. We don't care. Well, the hawks, the Republicans and Democrats, like flipped out in Congress when Trump said it. And then Trump went to Taiwan, he let them stew, and then he said, well, or, you know, you could move your main semiconductor chip factory to Arizona. How about that? Then maybe I'd defend you. But if you don't, I won't. They did it. But folks, it took years. It just opened months ago. That is why Tim Cook is finally able to put the supply chain in. And people online and people in these stupid business channels are going, well, he promised before, but he didn't. He couldn't. Apple couldn't. Now they're saying they're going to move the whole supply chain here. Why? Well, the factory's open now. And listener Ralph, who lives out in Arizona, he's an engineer. He says, yeah, I drive by it every day. They're just expanding and expanding and expanding. He said, I counted 18 cranes out there this morning. I'm like, yeah, of course you did. They're going like gangbusters. Why? Because Tim Cook announced yesterday, we are their number one customer. We are going to make 19 million chips there by the end of the year. Used to be made where? Taiwan. Who wanted them? China. Total Trump win. And that's why China's like releasing viruses, cutting off rare earth minerals, anything to stop this. Now, just the icing on the cake. Where did Apple just move out of? China. China. And that is why the first question yesterday from the media after this absolutely triumphant announcement was about Epstein. They want to change the subject, divert attention, keep you from figuring out that for the first time, Trump is advocating for the American people, for American manufacturing, and most of all, for American security. And most hurt, neocons who wanted to go to war with China for profit.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Escape the heat to True North convenience stores and get any size True Oasis fountain drink for 89 cents with True Rewards. Cool that thirst with any of your favorite Pepsi fountain drinks for 89 cents. As a free True Rewards member, pick the perfect size for you. No matter if you're craving a big drink or a small sip, it's just 89 cents. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Game day or any day, your fit says it all. Hit up MLBShop.com for the latest jerseys, caps, hoodies, and accessories to keep you in the game all year long. Rep your team, rep your city, rep yourself. Gear up and game on at MLBShop.com, the official online shop of Major League Baseball. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.
You know, there are a lot of passions. Some days it's sports, other days it's cooking, or music, or just diving into a great documentary. The thing is, whatever you're into, it's on Prime. Amazon Prime isn't just about fast delivery. Though getting stuff the same day is pretty great, but it turns out it's so much more. Prime Video, Amazon Music, the whole range of services. It's like a hub for all kinds of curiosity. Prime helps people stay connected to what matters and keeps the journey of exploration going. Whether it's watching something inspiring, listening to a new artist, or getting gear delivered fast to chase a new hobby, Prime makes it easier to dive in. So yeah, whatever you're into, it's on Prime. From streaming to shopping, it's on Prime. Visit Amazon.com/Prime to get more out of whatever sparks interest. Amazon.com/Prime.